电台，听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。
Your bilingual station, AM 774。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群，下载最新的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640，是3317640。今天我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请到的嘉宾老师是优异爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and today we are actually going to listen to a lecture in an astronomy class. Astronomy 是什么科目呢？
Astronaut 是宇航员， Astronomy 就是
天文学。好，天文学呢，这一段里面会讲到许多跟光有关系的东西。那我们在听之前呢，先看一下其中有一些出现率比较高的单词。第一个就是 spectroscopy。好，我读一下这个 spectroscopy 的定义，然后待会儿听的时候你就比较清楚了。Spectroscopy is basically the study of spectra and spectral lines of light, and specifically for us,The light from stars. It makes it possible to analyze the light emitted from stars. OK, 这是第一个词 spectroscopy.
大概什么意思呢？
It is the study of spectra and spectral lines. Spectra 就是在你那个光分赤橙黄绿青蓝紫这一系列的东西放在一块儿就是 spectrum。还有呢，它有线啊，所以呢 spectroscopy 呢就是研究这些赤橙黄绿青蓝紫的东西。
大家可能有所耳闻，这个叫光谱。
好，再接下来呢，它会提到一些类似的词，比如说 rainbow color， 就是彩虹的颜色，这也是一个很简单的词，所以大家在遇到生词的时候呢，不用着急，慢慢的呢去听它的解释。好，再往下呢就是光学，这个词叫 optical， 跟光有关的。比如说在国外你要想配眼镜了，你去哪儿呢？你要去找那个商店，大大的 O 字在前面， optical 是光学。好，再往下呢有一个词叫 uranium， uranium 呢就是科学家比较喜欢的词，叫铀。
铀是一种放射性元素。
对了，这个放射性元素呢，它最大的用途就在哪儿呢？就是做原子弹。
很危险的一种元素。
放射本身，这个放射这个词叫 radiation， 就是 radio 那个词，但是 radiation 后边就变了啊，它是有波的。其实无线电也是一种波，也是放射出来的东西。好，那我们下面就开始听这一段讲座。
我们来听这五分钟的讲座，大家仔细听，同时呢也可以在 QQ 群中跟我们进行互动。我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640。听完讲座以后，我们会做详细的解释。
Now, astronomy didn't really, balloon into the science it is today until the development of spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is basically the study of spectra and spectral lines of light.And specifically for us, the light from stars. It makes it possible to analyze the light emitted from stars. When you analyze this light, you can figure out their distance from the Earth and identify what they're made of, determine their chemical composition. Before we get into that, though, it's probably a good thing to back up a bit. You all know how when you take a crystal prism and pass a beam of sunlight through it,You get a spectrum, which looks like a continuous band of rainbow colors. The light that we see with our human eyes as a band of rainbow color falls in the range of what's called visible light. And visible light spectroscopy is probably the most important kind of spectroscopy. Anyone want to take a stab at the scientific term for visible light? And I'm sure all of you know this because you all did the reading for today.
Optical radiation. But I thought being exposed to radiation's dangerous.
Yes and no. If you're talking about radiation, like in the element uranium, yeah, that's dangerous. But radiation as a general term actually refers to anything that spreads away from its source. So optical radiation is just visible light energy spreading out. Okay, so we've got a spectrum of a beam of sunlight, and it looks like the colors bleed into each other. There are no interruptions, just a band flowing from violet to green to yellow to... you get the idea. Well, what happens if the sunlight spectrum is magnified? I want you to notice that this spectrum is interrupted by dark lines, called spectral lines. If you really magnify the spectrum of the sunlight, you could identify more than 100,000 of them. They may look kind of randomly placed, but they actually form many distinct patterns. And if you were looking at the spectrum of some other star, the colors would be the same, but the spectral lines would break it up at different places, making different patterns. Each pattern stands for a distinct chemical element, and so different sets or patterns of spectral lines mean that the star has a different chemical composition.
So, how do we know which spectral patterns match up with which elements?
Well, a kind of spectroscopic library of elements was compiled using flame tests. A known element, say a piece of iron, for example, is heated in a pure gas flame. The iron eventually heats to the point that it radiates light. This light is passed through a prism, which breaks it up into a spectrum, and a unique pattern, kind of like a chemical fingerprint of spectral lines for that element, appears. This process was repeated over and over again for many different elements, so we can figure out the chemical makeup of another star by comparing the spectral pattern it has to the pattern of the elements in the library. Oh, an interesting story about how one of the elements was discovered through spectroscopy. There was a pretty extensive library of spectral line patterns of elements, even by the 1860s. A British astronomer was analyzing a spectrograph of sunlight, and he noticed a particular pattern of spectral lines that didn't match anything in the library. So he put two and two together, and decided there was an element in the sun that hadn't been discovered here on the Earth yet. Any guesses about what that element is? It's actually turned out to be pretty common, and I'm sure all of you know it. Okay, let's try something else. Any of you happen to be familiar with the Greek word for sun, by chance?
Something like Helios, or something like that. Oh, it must be helium. So you're saying that helium was discovered on the sun first?
Yes, and this is a good example of how important spectroscopy is in astronomy.
好，下面呢，我们就来仔细地分析一下。我来读一读，然后呢 ，Larry， 你看看哪一个词你觉得同学会比较希望讲解的啊？请你把它挑出来。
好嘞。
好，第一块是这一段。When you analyze this light, you can figure out their distance from the Earth and identify what they are made of, determine their chemical composition.
嗯，刚才您读的最后一个单词 chemical composition，这个 chemical 我知道是化学的意思，但是这个 composition 好像是作文的意思吧？
就是、对，那就是它的构成、
哦。构成，它还有一个意思是构成的意思。
对，组成部分，就是 composition。
哦 ，compose 是它的动词，就是组成什么什么东西。
哎，那 composer 呢
？composer 好像是作家的意思，还是作曲家的意思？
作曲家
啊，作曲家。
所以他们无一例外全部都是要么码字儿，要么码音符啊，所以他是把东西放在一起，所以他有一个结构啊，遵循一定的结构，这就是 composition。 好，再往下呢，我来读 And the visible light spectroscopy is probably the most important kind of spectroscopy. Anyone want to take a stab at the scientific term for visible light? And I'm sure all you know this because you all did the reading for today. 所以大家就看呢，老师其实上课之前是给同学布置了作业了，就是阅读作业，叫 did the reading。啊，然后老师说呢，那个有没有人想解释解释 visible light 它的这个科学的定义是什么 ？Scientific term。
嗯 ，visible light 可见光。老师就问可见光的定义到底是什么呢？
然后他说呢，你们应该全都知道了，因为我都事先留了阅读作业。
班里的学生都是学这个天文方面的专业的哈，他们都知道了。
好，下面呢，这个老师说。Uranium, yeah, that's dangerous, but radiation as a general term actually refers to anything that spreads away from its source. 这又下了一个定义，什么叫 radiation 呢？他说这个其实是一个笼统的概念，它就是指 anything that spreads away from its source, 任何一个什么呢？从它的来源所散发出去的东西都可以叫辐射。
嗯，辐射 radiation。
对，我记得在那个日本海啸之后啊，它那个核泄漏啊什么，经常会用到 radiation 这个辐射这个词。
嗯哼，
所以这个词呢，大家也可以把它用心记住。然后他就提到了一个词，他说，optical radiation。
Optical
radiation。
刚才一开始我们提到过这个单词 ，optical 就是光学方面的。
对。
那光学方面的 radiation 就是光辐射咯。
对。所以它光也是有东西从一个源头散发出来。
嗯哼。
好。再往下呢，接着啊，老师说 ，radiation as a general term actually refers to anything that spreads away from its source. So optical radiation is just visible light energy spreading out. 那他下了一个定义了。
光学辐射简单的理解就是光能的传播。
对了，是吧？就是传播出去了，从一个源头传出去。Okay, so we've got a spectrum of a beam of sunlight, and it looks like the colors bleed into each other.
这里有一个词组啊，叫 a spectrum of a beam of sunlight. 有两个 of.
对。
A spectrum of a beam of sunlight. 这个有一点点复杂，我们来解释一下。
太阳光呢，它一束出来，英文就是 beam。
A beam of sunlight, 一束太阳
光。
然后前面的是the spectrum of a beam of sunlight, 就是这一束太阳光照到地面上时候产生的这个光谱。
对了，不错啊，所以它是连着两个 of。Okay, so we've got a spectrum of a beam of sunlight, and it looks like the colors bleed into each other. There are no interruptions, just a band.Flowing from violet to green to yellow to you get the idea. 好，他说 bleed 呢，其实它有流血的意思。Bleed into each other 就融合在一起了啊，所以呢，所有的这个赤橙黄绿青蓝紫的颜色中间是没有隔断的，就是 there are no interruptions. 然后呢，所有的这个带颜色的带子都是从一个逐渐过渡成另一个。那有一个颜色叫 violet。他说 from violet to green.
我们可以猜一下啊，它是一个颜色的过渡嘛 ,from violet to green and to yellow. 那么在 green 之前是什么颜色呢？
赤橙。
赤橙
黄
绿。
绿。青，那就应该是青。
青色啊 ,violet 是青色的意思。
对、它其实就是紫的。violet 呢做花这个名词来讲呢，它就是紫罗兰。赤橙黄绿青蓝紫啊。然后呢，这个颜色其实是没有明显界限之分啊。接下来呢，我要给大家讲的一个就是 interruption。interruption 就是什么意思呢？打搅，对吧
？I want you to know this spectrum is interrupted by dark lines called spectral lines。教授想让同学们知道啊，这种光谱啊是被一种叫做 spectral lines 的黑色线条所干扰的。
就是区分开来。接着 ,if you really magnify the spectrum of the sunlight, you could identify more than 100,000 of them. 如果你确实是把这个光谱啊，就是太阳的光谱给它放大，那你就可以识别出来10万种这种黑色的线啊。
They may look like kind of randomly placed, but they actually form many distinct patterns.
好，所以呢，猛一看以为它是随机这么放置的，但是其实呢，这些东西都是有非常清楚的规律的 patterns 规律。
And if you were looking at the spectrum of some other star, the colors would be the same.
哦，所以如果你看其他星星的光谱，那这个颜色呢是一样的。But the spectral lines would break it up at different places, making different patterns. 也就是说，这个光谱的线呢会折断啊 ，break it up at different places. 哦，它会在切割的点的地方是不一样的，使得呢它的这个规律也是不同的。
And each pattern stands for a distinct chemical element.
And so, different sets or patterns of spectral lines mean that the star has a different chemical composition. 所以说呢，不同的这个光谱线的规律呢，其实就预示着这些星星上面有不同的化学物质组成。所以你可以看这个可视化的线条来判断它的化学元素是什么。
然后啊，学生又提问了 ，So how do we know which spectral patterns match up with which elements？
也就是这个光谱线它的这个图形啊，哪一个对应着什么化学元素呢？对吧？既然都可以视觉化了，应该对应。好，教授说 ，Well, a kind of spectroscopic library of elements was compiled using flame tests.有这么一个库，专门就是把这种图形和化学元素啊可以对应上。然后呢，它这个库怎么出来的呢？就是 using flame tests， 用的是火焰试验。
A known element, say a piece of iron, for example, is heated in a pure gas flame. 啊，比如说啊，一种已知的元素啊，这个铁，把它放到一个
就是天然气的这个火焰。里边去加热的话、The iron eventually heats to the point that it radiates light. 最终加热到什么程度呢？会达到一个点，它会释放光，是去辐射光出来。This light is passed through a prism which breaks it up into a spectrum. 这时候这个光呢，就是通过三棱镜。之后就折射出来一个光谱。
这里有一个词叫三棱镜，英文就是 prism，P-R-I-S-M， prism。
大家都知道光学那个一束光通过三棱镜折射出来就是赤橙黄绿青蓝紫，对吧？
对，
是一个光谱，就
是这个回事。其实原理和彩虹是一样的。
一样的。
我们继续看这录音中的这文本啊。And a unique pattern, kind of like a chemical fingerprint of special lines for that element appears.
也就是说，通过看这个光谱的图案，是吧？它就有一个非常独特的化学的指纹。
就看这个光谱就能够识别这种元素。
对了，
啊、
就出现了啊。This process was repeated over and over again for many different elements. So we can figure out the chemical makeup of another star by comparing the spectral pattern it has to the pattern of the elements in the library.
所以说我们刚才做的这个实验啊，就是把铁放到火上去烧，然后呢在某一个温度它就显示出这种光的辐射。那么从而能够判定这种元素就是铁。那么刚才整个对于这个铁元素的实验过程也同样可以运用在其他的化学元素中，以此来判别这个元素到底是哪一个化学元素。所以呢，我们通过这样一个方法就可以鉴别其他的这个天上的星星啊，它到底是由哪一些化学元素所组成的，通过它的这个光的形状和光谱的样子来看出来。
对，所以这个化学的构成呢，其实最后就是跟图书馆里边的所现存的这个谱光谱和图形一对，你就清楚了。
没错。
Oh, an interesting story about how one of the elements was discovered through spectroscopy. There was a pretty extensive library of spectral line patterns of elements even by the 1860s. a British astronomer was analyzing a spectrograph of sunlight, and he noticed a particular pattern of spectral lines that didn't match anything in the library. 也就是说呢，这背后还有这么一个插曲哈、啊。通过 spectroscopy 的这个方法去发现元素的时候呢，当时在1860年的时候就已经存在一个光谱图形的库了，这样一个图书馆。有一个英国的宇航员啊，他就把太阳光的这个光谱图去分析了一番，然后他就注意了有一种光谱的这个图形呢，和当时图书馆里边现存的任何一个图形它都对应不上。
Yeah, he noticed a particular pattern of special lines that didn't match anything in the library. So, he put two and two together and decided there was an element in the sun that hadn't been discovered here on the Earth yet.
所以说、哎、这个老哥呢就把这两件事这么一对、啊、这个英文就是 he put two and two together, 把二和二放一块、啊
嗯、然后他就发现了、哎在太阳上面可能有一种元素是在地球上面还没有被发现的。
对了 ，Any guesses about what that element is? It actually turned out to be pretty common, and I'm sure all of you know it. 哎，这老师还挺能卖关子的哈。然后他就说了，到底大家能不能猜出来这个元素是哪一个呢？而且呢，他说这个元素。非常普通，很常见，不是什么罕见的东西啊！我肯定呢，在座的各位都知道这个元素。接着呢，他就说 ，OK, let's try something else. Any of you happen to be familiar with the Greek word for sun by chance?
哎，老师可能就给了一个提示啊，
嗯、
老师就给了一个线索，说这个太阳这个单词啊 ，sun， 那在这个希腊的这个语言中到底是什么呢？
对。Something like Helios or something like that, or it must be helium.
一个学生举手就说 something like Helios, 哦、oh, 原来是这个叫做 Helios 的希腊单词哈 or something like that, or it must be helium.、
Mm-hmm.
然后学生又说嗯也可能是这个 helium, 这样一个说法啊。
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that helium was discovered on the sun first. 所以这学生很聪明啊，他就立马反应过来，哎，老师，您之前，您刚才说的是不是这个叫做 helium 的元素在太阳上是可以被发现的？
哎，而且是首先发现在太阳上哈。老师说 ，Yes, and that is a good example of how important spectroscopy is in astronomy.
老师就肯定了同学的回答。就可以证明光谱学在这个天文学的探索中有多重要。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，那最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群，来下载更多的学习资料以及今天的听力文本。我们的 QQ 群的号码是3317640，是3317640。感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见。
再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day， 大学生英语在线。每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Well, I'm just people watching the other people watching me.Other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. We're just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true if we believe.
is on.